Our processional hymn is 257, 257 in the ELW. Enlighten the darkness of our minds by the grace of your visitation, for you live and reign forever. Amen. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls on this fourth Sunday of Advent. Our appointed liturgy is found in our bulletin. As we begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in word and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 287, 287 in the ELW. Your power, Lord Christ, and come, with your abundant grace and might, free us from sin that hinders our faith, that eagerly we may receive your promise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
Good morning. Our first reading this week is Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself gives a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the devil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this week is Psalm 80, verses 1 through 7 and 17 through 19. We will read responsively. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel.
You who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine.
Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh,
stir up your might and come to save us.
Restore us, O God.
Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
O Lord, God of hosts,
how long will you be angry with your people's prayers?
You have fed them with the bread of tears,
and given them tears to drink in full measure.
You make us the scorn of our neighbors.
Our enemies laugh among themselves.
Restore us, O God of hosts.
Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand,
the one made strong for yourself.
Then we will never turn back from you.
Give us life, and we will call on your name.
Restore us, O Lord God of hosts.
Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through the prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be Son of God with power according to the Spirit of the Holy by resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're nearly there, or rather, he is nearly here. Emmanuel, God with us. Our first reading from Isaiah today is set in a tense period of Judah. King Ahaz was worried. He was beside himself, almost unto panic. Because Israel and Aram were forming an alliance against Judah and were threatening to attack Jerusalem. The people were shaken, and Ahaz was panicked. So God sent Isaiah to comfort Ahaz and assured the king that God would not allow Jerusalem to fall. Now Isaiah told Ahaz to go ahead and to ask for a sign from God to test to see if what Isaiah said were not so. But Ahaz, having little to no faith, but not wanting to reveal his lack of faith, retreated. He retreated from Isaiah's challenge by saying he would not put God to the test. What sounded like prudent piety was actually a lack of trust in Isaiah's prophetic word. God had offered through Isaiah to proffer a sign so big or small, but Ahaz pretended not to want to test God. In reality, Ahaz simply didn't trust God. He was already secretly negotiating with Assyria, a powerful military power, for their protection of Jerusalem. So Isaiah gave a sign anyway. A young woman shall conceive and bear a son. God will give a sign anyway, and he shall be named Emmanuel, which means God with us. And before the young man is old enough to know right from wrong, having grown up of Ahaz and Judah, the kingdoms of Aram and Israel would be destroyed. The message was clear. God is in control, and the danger will pass. Well, Christians later saw in this prophecy a deeper meaning that goes beyond Ahaz's time as a child is born and brings God even closer, not just to Judah, but to the whole world in the birth of Jesus. This passage invites us to trust, like Ahaz, choose to trust in our own Assyrias instead of in the promise of God to save and to protect. Our own solutions are powered not by trust and faith, but in reality are powered by fear and often dressed up as piety, just like Ahaz. But pious words and trappings do not make fear and distrust into anything other than what they are: fear of man and distrust of God. A God's sign of hope often comes quietly, humble ways. Isaiah reminds us that even when we cannot see the path ahead of us clearly, God remains with us. The promise of Emmanuel is still true for us today. God is with us, offers hope, safety, stronger than any threat. Oh, Joseph, he is the patron saint of the church, was surely as overcome with anxiety as King Ahaz had been a half millennium before, when he, a simple carpenter in Galilee, discovered that his betrothed, Mary, was with child. Betrothal in Joseph's and Mary's time was a very serious covenant. It was binding contract, so putting Mary away was so serious as any divorce. We can empathize with Joseph's and undoubted sense of betrayal, humiliation, and loss when Mary discloses that she is going to have a baby. He knew he'd had no part in her new role as mother-to-be. Joseph could have reacted with anger, with shame, or revenge. But Joseph chose a more gentle course of action. He plans to end the engagement quietly so that Mary is not further humiliated than she already was going to be. But God has a different plan. And in a dream, Joseph is asked to trust God and Mary in a way that defies logic. Now, to believe something that doesn't make sense within the framework of human understanding is a large order to fill. He's asked to abandon his own plans in favor of God's plans. Joseph listens and he obeys, even if it's befuddling, even if it threatens his own reputation, and even if it thoroughly disrupts the trajectory of his own life as he had planned and imagined it for himself. His cooperation makes space for God to enter the world in Jesus Christ. In quietly accepting Mary as his wife, he becomes part of the mystery of salvation, not only for his own Jewish kith and kin, but salvation for the whole world. His story serves to remind us that God's plan may not make sense at first. We give up control and our security as we embrace trust. Joseph shows us that faith, that trust, is more than mere belief or subscription to a laundry list of commands and doctrines, but it is the courage in action. We can easily put Joseph's place and ask why anyone should give up their own dreams for or their own dreams for their own lives, the plans for a career, or a conventional family and marriage. Joseph gives up his own aspirations, his own dignity, his own sense of his best life in favor of God's call to trust, to believe and to respond, even if it doesn't quite make sense from a merely human perspective. Now, Joseph's sacrifice with Mary's yes to make room for Emmanuel, God with us, as Jesus. The Word through whom all things were made becomes human flesh to dwell among us. Now, on this last Sunday, before the Feast of the Incarnation, which we call Christmas, may we pray that we too will, with Saint Joseph, be found by trust in God's loving purpose. Let us be found by courage in action as God's mystery unfolds among and within us. Our hymn of the day is our handout. Thank you. as we say together the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In waiting and watching, we come to you in prayer, O God, trusting your promise to renew the church, the nations, and the whole creation. In the anticipation of these days, prepare our hearts for your arrival. Stir our spirits through the gifts of artists, musicians, poets, and preachers, as together we proclaim your advent among us. God of grace, the earth breaks forth in singing as it heralds the Messiah's coming. Fill our hearts with wonder as we join heaven and nurture in announcing this holy birth. God of grace, you send your saving grace and peace to the nations. Lead us in work for justice and care for the common good. May we meet the Christ child we seek in the faces of our neighbors. Grace,
hear our prayer.
When tears of grief, exhaustion, or loneliness come, or physical or emotional hurt overwhelms us, come to our aid. Uphold all who are anxious, who know the challenges of depression, or who are ill, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. God of grace, surround expectant parents and those suffering from infant loss with communities of support. Bless young children and new parents in ways that provide safety for all children and those who care for them. God of grace, we give thanks for all who have treasured the gospel and lived in faithful service. Strengthen our earthly journeys until at the last your face shines upon us and we are held in your love. God of grace, draw near to us, O God, as we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ. Emmanuel.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be on you. I know.
I got some kids.
I can't wait.
What about those little Crest kids back there?
Yeah, sit down.
They didn't want to look. Yeah, sit way away from me. Don't get too close. Oh, there's the sparkles over here. Okay. It's right stuck in that crack. Ooh, how pretty you are. Okay, let's talk about Christmas. So, let's talk about Christmas music. You know, look in those red books. Guess what's in there? There's a lot of Christmas. On Christmas, only one day out of the whole year. Jingle bells? Jingle Bell Rock. Oh, there we go. Yep, we got Jingle Bell Rock too. That's a good Christmas song. How about a random angel? Then you had to go high, then you. Who else was there? We're not going to. River Wyatt, please. Okay, so Christmas has a lot of music. And try not to drip wax, because, yeah, it's hard to. Alrighty? And I hope to see you all holding your candle, not starting yourself, not starting your brother on fire, because we used to have those issues at our house. Or the dad would start the problem. No starting the trouble with the brothers, okay? All right. And, oh, and your computer teacher's back there? Yeah, she is. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. All right, see you guys.
Okay. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho. Today in the church year is the fourth Sunday of Advent. Especially welcome to all of you who are here visiting with us in person today and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Doug Whitnaugh. Happy birthday this week to Maylee Anderson, Thomas Kress, Danielle Norlin, Lee Kaysen, Larry Sims, Sawyer Grover, Brenda Carter, Michael Gallegos, Jameson Taylor. Another reminder from after the children's sermon that the community Christmas Eve candle service will be at 7 o'clock, right? Yes. You know when Christmas Eve is? Yeah. Annual congregation meeting is set for January 25th, 2026. The altar flowers are given in the glory of God in celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to all, Sid and Marilyn Allen. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones in it? Offering will be collected at this time.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts. Ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, whom you sent in this end of the ages to save and redeem us and to proclaim to us your will. He is your word, inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your word, sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He there took on our nature and our lot and was shown forth as your Son, born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. He, our Lord Jesus, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering in order to free from suffering those who trust you. The one who handed over to a death he freely accepted in order to destroy death and to crush hell underfoot, to give light to the righteous, to establish his covenant, and to show forth the resurrection. Taking bread and giving thanks to you, he said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance." In the same way, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve you as your priestly people. Send your Spirit upon these gifts of your church. Gather into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ, who invites you to receive him this morning in the sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrained you from doing so. All is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Thank you. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise. Give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this towards you, and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord,
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn, Out Into the World to Love and Serve, is 282.
Thank you.
in peace. Love and serve the Lord. And see you evening at 7 for hymns, carols, and lessons.